From Birmingham, I'm Miranda Fulmore. Joshua Darren started making videos on TikTok about Southern urban legends last summer. Since then, the Alabama native has amassed a loyal following, and as the Gulf States Newsroom's Taylor Washington reports, he's getting more opportunities to tell spooky stories.
It's a beautiful morning at the Spring Villa campground in Opelika, Alabama. The sun has just risen, birds are chirping loudly, and the temperature is perfect. I'm standing in front of a 150-year-old white antebellum mansion at the center of the grounds.
Local legend says that a slave was fed up with the master, the original owner, William Young, and waited for him on the 13th step.
That's Joshua Darren, in one of the first TikTok videos he ever posted about urban legends. He says people have reported hearing a phantom piano and seeing a blood spot that won't wash out. And now, he's giving me a tour.
And this is the place that really started my journey into content creation around urban legends in the South.
Spring Villa is special to Darren because it's a hometown legend. It's basically in his backyard.
Some people have said that they've seen things in the tree line. They've seen shadow figures. They've seen just a wealth of different type of paranormal activity that nobody really knows where it comes from, per se.
Now, it turns out that the legend isn't true. Darren says some of the historical facts don't add up.
It's one of the things that makes urban legends special in a way, because they tend to take a life of their own.
Darren has had an interest in the paranormal since he was a kid. Shows like Ghost Adventures.
Billy suits up with the XLS camera and heads back inside to try to get visual evidence of this male spirit.
And Ancient Aliens.
Are numerous depictions of pharaohs standing on mysterious ships and purporting
were some of his favorites. And while Darren had been posting TikToks since 2020, he started posting TikToks about the paranormal and urban legends only last year.
And I saw a space where a lot of these Southern urban legends should be told, especially in my hometown, because there's so many, but we know so little about them.
Darren says he got 1,000 followers after posting just 4 videos about the subject.
As well as some of its oldest paranormal lore.
And once he started posting them regularly, it grew to 2,000.
Can't live in Tuscaloosa, Alabama without knowing about the Drish House. In 1837, this
and then to 5,000.
Unholy amalgamation of rats is apparently called a rat king. And it's one of the filthiest urban
legends. Now, 1 year later, he's amassed more than 150,000 followers.
And it kind of surprised me because we're in the Bible Belt and people generally try to stay away from these urban legends.
But Darren says he isn't just here to shock people. He's here to teach. He knows that some of the topics he covers can be heavy, especially since the history of the Deep South is dark. That's why it's important for him to find a balance between historical urban legends like Spring Villa and lighter ones like cryptids.
The entire United States is pretty familiar with the Mobile Leprechaun, but what about the Wolf Woman? On April 8th, 1971, the Mobile
Those are creatures that people believe exist, but their existence hasn't been proven.
I try to be as thoughtful as possible because, for one, just being a black man in general, I'm always going to approach some of these stories that have to do with like enslaved people a little bit differently than I guess the field has typically.
The care Darren puts into his craft has also caught the attention of one of his childhood idols, paranormal researcher Amy Bruni. Bruni is best known for her work on the TV shows Kindred Spirits and Ghost Hunters. Bruni says the explosion of online paranormal creators initially made her a little skeptical because some of them relied on clickbait tactics to get views. But she says Darren stood out in the crowd.
I was learning new things and I was just struck by his delivery, but also just kind of how much work he put into his storytelling and his recounting of these things.
Paranormal research has been a historically white male-dominated field with little diversity. But social media, especially places like TikTok, seems to have leveled the playing field.
Everyone has access to that, and so many great voices are coming forward because of it. And it's changed quite a bit from when I first started, absolutely. So I love that.
Now, Darren is joining Bruni as a guest speaker for her company, Strange Escapes. The company hosts spooky vacations all across the country. And next month, Darren will be giving a talk during a trip in Missouri at the Belvoir Winery.
It used to be an Oddfellows Asylum, so it's very creepy, really cool. And so he was thrilled.
Darren says he still finds it hard to believe how something that started as a hobby has become so successful.
Diversity makes things better. And so I hope to stand in the gap as a figure that others can see and say, okay, he looks like me, or he doesn't look like me, but he's definitely a different person covering these things.
He hopes he can inspire others to follow in his footsteps. For the Gulf States Newsroom, I'm Taylor Washington.
The Gulf States Newsroom is a partnership among public radio stations in Alabama, Mississippi, and Louisiana.